interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Good morning, dum-dums. Happy Wednesday.
Ow.
Brianna chat says, I've been up for an obnoxious amount of time already. I need more caffeine.
How come?
I woke myself up with a fart this morning. You ever do that?
I have. Well, not this morning, but I have.
I go, whoa. All right. Yep. It's like four.
And I always feel bad because it's always right when Elsa's behind me.
Ah.
And then I just laugh even harder.
Yeah.
Because it, you know, definitely wakes the dog
Sorry.
Up. Sorry about that, but, well.
Sorry, dog. Time to get up.
Now you know how I feel.
Happy Wednesday. Big Wednesday. Football's back, baby. Who is this showdown tonight?
Seattle and the Patriots. So Super Bowl rematch.
And
so
they were in the World
good.
Series last
yep.
year, they did?
They battled for the World Title Cup.
Okay, good. And one of them won a belt or something?
They did, yep.
Okay.
They won the Golden Boot.
What time is that on tonight?
8.
All right, so pregame with me for a Whiskey Wednesday, and then you got
right.
the
yeah.
football after.
Perfect.
Locked in, baby. NFL's back, baby.
Perfect. Yep, we don't ever have to go another weekend without football till like February or something.
Thank God. Thank right. God.
Oh.
I got every number for the pick 10 right last night.
Oh, did you?
Yep, got everyone.
Oh, man.
How did your, Cody had his fantasy draft last night. How'd that go? Good?
I think it went well. There were some guys that I really am upset, not upset that I didn't get, but really wanted that just the bidding was too high and I knew that I would need to be spread, you know, a little thinner. Or I'm going to be spread a little thinner, so I can't just be dropping 70 on two running backs. And all of a sudden, you got $60 to play with for the entire rest of your roster. But I did a good job.
Sent me a photo last night of his whole layout. He had a whole table full of papers of, like, data. What was all that? Like, the stats?
It was rankings and
so
that
what do
type
you do?
Stuff.
Like, a player comes up and then you go to your data and you see...
Well, that and because I'm on my phone because it's on your phone, so you can like check their stats and you know, little previews and stuff. But it's easier sometimes to keep track of as well another list of, you know, you just kind of scratch off, oh, that guy's gone type deal. And then you can kind of see who's available. You can go faster than waiting for the internet sometimes.
Do you ever think about like how successful we would be if we put as much effort into like, our lives as we do stupid
right.
things like fantasy
oh
football
God.
Or like computers right. and video games and stuff that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like you could be a doctor probably if you took that effort that you put into your fantasy football league and just like pointed it towards college and you were like reading books and having stats, you could be Cody Lisi, PhD.
I think though with some of that.
Yeah.
You got to kind of have like the smarts as well.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
So as far as like.
I didn't think about that.
Doctoring goes.
Yeah, you're right.
I
would have hit a wall when you had to actually be smart.
Yeah, I could have like the place where they clean the doctor's offices.
Okay. All right.
I've cleaned those, so I know I'm at least qualified for that.
I didn't think about the tests and stuff and, you know, the actual knowledge as he's currently drinking out of two straws taped together because one straw wasn't long enough and two is obscenely long, but he didn't cut it, so...
Long depending on how you look at it, I guess.
Kind of proving my point here, I guess.
Doctor.
I could have been a doctor, drinks out a straw that... anyway, hello.
I'm a doctor.
First
I will
day of
see you now.
School yesterday. Some people going back today.
Oh, man, there are buses everywhere.
Kids are locked in. My kid was doing everything. There was a golf practice. There was a and then like a volleyball game where I think him and his friends go watch the girls play their volleyball game because then the
The
girls come and watch them play their
no,
sports.
That's not. Oh my God, it's not even why.
And then I watch my wife get a little, she gets that mom gene where she's like, why is that girl talking to him? What does she want? Well, they're of that age.
To
where,
hold hands.
Yeah. Why is she saying his name? Why is she cheering for him? What's going on down there? Well, listen.
They do note passing.
They do. So they're all locked in.
That's definitely not a thing anymore.
What, notes?
Yeah.
I think they just Snapchat each other.
I was going to say, that's over.
They all Snapchat each other. And because I drive him and his friends around all the time, like, I kind of get a little bit of the tea. Like, I hear him talking about, like, girls in their Snapchats, but then, like, this guy doesn't date that girl anymore because she likes this guy.
It broke.
But can you believe that this thing happened? I don't.
Broke his streak.
Yeah.
Oh.
You had a Snap streak going there, and then she stopped replying to him. It's a lot. There's a lot
it's
of
messed
drama.
Up. It's messed up.
A lot of high school drama. Anyways, Whiskey Wednesday tonight, 7 o'clock on twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm. And then you get football. New management coming to Varsity Pizza, and I'm telling you, it's the worst pizza in Central New York. I hope they change the recipe. And they're like, oh, no, I'm going to say the same. Why? It's terrible pizza.
Do they have good wings?
I've had, like, good, like, food there, but it's just not good pizza for being Central New York and being this, like, iconic spot.
I'm going to have to go up there and get a couple
slices. On the SU Hill, you do. Remind yourself. Because as you eat it, you're going to be like,
I'm not a that area guy. I've never, like, partied up there or anything,
I've sought out Varsity Pizza several times in my life because everybody raves about it. We all got to go to Varsity Pizza. And it's got to be, like, a college nostalgia thing for people.
Because
you could go to any gas station.
You're drunk and all that.
Any gas station's got better pizza than Varsity Pizza.
Well, maybe this new management will make some slight changes you don't even know about.
And you said the Trappers people are taking
over? Yeah, well, I don't know about the guy, but the woman
Brian's
is,
Landing?
Yeah, her name is familiar because she was at the original Trappers. And
Trappers is great pizza.
And then that Brian's Landing has good food, so that's very promising.
Bring that pizza to Varsity Pizza.
Just not the blue cheese.
Is it not good blue cheese?
I'm not the Trappers blue cheese guy because it's got more of a pepper.
Oh, gotcha.
Ranchy.
Gotcha.
Blue
Joe
cheese.
Joe says Varsity is only good when you have to stay at the hospital longer than 6 hours.
So when you're like starving, the same way that when you looked at some of the pizza, if you go back and look at some of the pizza we ate in college that now that we're like best pizza, if you put that in front of us now, I bet we'd be like, what is that? That's the pizza you said is your best pizza of all time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Enzo's pizza tasted like soap, and that's fine. We liked it because it was $5. Are they still open up in Oswego?
There's a couple that I know are. Like that one, like Kitty Corner from Sub Shop is, because every time I see it, I'm like, you're still there. Okay.
I mean, you got to understand a couple things about our college pizza.
One large topping.
We have Cam's in Oswego. 10 out of 10 pizza.
Yeah.
We also have Domino's.
Got that Domino's.
The Domino's. We used to get the cheeseburger pizza. 10 out of 10 pizza.
But that's what I mean. Was it?
I bet it would still hold up.
Do you know what I mean?
I bet Enzo's, I can't promise, would still hold up. In my mind, 20 years ago.
Yeah. Those one topping large pizzas were the best things that have ever.
Best pizza. $5 pie.
Ever existed.
You all throw in a dollar. Get the Enzo's, either go pick it up, or somehow it got delivered, I don't know how.
Or just magically, you had just a little bit of money, you could get like three of them.
Oh, and it was, you locked it in. Dude.
And nobody had to worry about being like, all right, I'll eat just like one and one half.
Yeah, you start divvying it up.
Yep, nope, just like everybody go crazy.
See, Tibbs is saying so good. Are you guys talking about Enzo's? That was the same pie that you got, or did you get a different pie?
I can't remember, it was Enzo's.
You're so much younger than me.
And or something. There were like two of them. That did that. Like
down
that
in Oneonta,
deal.
Boss Lady, and you disagree with this, but Boss Lady used to talk about that cold cheese slice they do down there.
Yeah.
I'd be down with that, where they'll give you a piece of hot pizza and then put cold
and then
cheese
put a bunch
on
of
it.
Cold cheese on it. I get it, but it's not like you're not putting wheels on the car for the first time ever here.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just someone spilled cold cheese on it.
But it takes the burn away. People like to take the burn, like
again,
the hot mouth.
Because it's you're drunk and you're like, I can't wait for the pizza.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I just want the new owners of Varsity Pizza to create better pizza.
Yeah.
It is trash pizza.
You know, it's always packed when I walk by it.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the game.
Mia's in Geneseo is the goat, Katie says. All right. I don't think I've ever had that pie.
Okay.
Everybody in the text line is saying Cato Pizzeria.
Yeah, that is.
I have tried to get Cato Pizzeria several times, and every time it's like a 2-hour wait.
I mean, you gotta be quicker than that.
I guess. I'm never in Cato, but there's been times when like a kid has a game out there, and you all rave about Cato.
It
so
is
I call them. Like, I'll call them like as the game is still going on.
Yeah.
Thinking, all right, 30 minutes, I can get it as we leave. I'm always like, can I get a pizza? Oh, it's gonna be about 2 hours, and I can never get it.
I should better start timing that a little better because it is worth it. It's right near Hambone.
I'm gonna call today.
Yes.
For a basketball game in January, and maybe I can get it.
Just tell Hambone to order it for you. Be like, all right, in like an hour.
Yeah.
Grab this.
Hi, Cato Pizza. I'm gonna be there January 4th for a basketball game. Can I get on your schedule? I can get you January 6th. Best I can do.
I was just going to say, that's a little close to the new year, bud. A little close to the new year.
All right, I understand. Never mind.
Jeez.
Never mind. Can I get in for 2028?
When?
Can I find a slot
in
2028?
When are we talking here? Uh-huh. One of the holidays?
There is the drunk college student, I guess, curve when it comes to judging pizza. Because
yeah.
You ask me now, would I eat an Enzo's pizza now? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And honestly, for all the trash I'm talking about Varsity, I'd eat a Varsity pizza now. I just know it's not good pizza.
If I remember, or if it's not packed, I'll grab one before or after the game. Well, I don't want it before. I'm not going to eat it before I go in, but I'll grab one because I walk right by it if I park in the hospital lot.
Yeah, you do. Grab a slice, please.
I walk right by it.
But grab a slice.
Sometimes it's packed because they're partying.
Day.
Yes, it's not so much the fact that it's... Oh my God!
I get it.
Fill this place up. It's that there's TVs in there, and you can watch the game. And
yeah, I get it.
Beer and wings and pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'll grab one.
Some of you are saying that's the sleeper spot in Fulton, Emeterio's. If I'm saying it right, I don't know. That's a sleeper
that one,
spot.
I don't know.
Right there in 48. There by the Peach Shop.
Well, we know that we've got, and we've known we got bad ones too.
Joe says they got $2 cans of beer. You grab one on the walk up.
Oh, that's nice.
Hell yeah.
Well, you make yourself a road soda for walking.
A little walking one?
Yeah.
And it's in a cup, and then when you get there, you toss the cup?
And then right as you get to the spot there.
You're going to have a great day for it. Saturday looks gorgeous again for
yeah.
you tailgaters.
Nice.
And it's a 3:30 game.
As much as it's right in the middle of the day or type deal, I like 3:30. I like 3:30 because with noon, as much as I enjoy when you get out and it's only like 2 or 3, didn't really miss much college football, you're almost exhausted after another 2 hours that the day goes by. You're like, all right, I've been up doing football stuff forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this, it's, you know, by the time the primetime game starts, this one will get over, get home.
This is good. You sleep in a little bit. You go tailgate a little bit. Get into the dome.
I can get all excited to watch it. However, Florida State heartbreakingly loses this week. It'll be great.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
it'll
bud.
Be great.
Sorry. We got rain coming through today, though, so...
Oh, was it supposed to rain today?
Supposed to rain pretty much throughout the afternoon, I believe.
Oh.
So get your plants out. They need some water or whatever. Get settled in.
It's good, though. We need the grass, the fall grass needs it. Start to get a little burn in the late summer sun.
About 2 o'clock, it looks like it's coming through.
Yeah,
so there's your plants. Whiskey Wednesday, 7 o'clock tonight at theshow.fm, twitch.tv/theshow.
Internet.
We'd love it if you join us for a little drink tonight. I got that Evan and Williams SU bottle that I was going to drink last week, but we were at a wrestling show. So
celebrate their victory from last week.
Mm-hmm.
We were in a wrestling show?
I was watching a wrestling show, yeah.
Watched a little bit, yep.
Tommy Dreamer was there, yep.
I saw that.
I opened an article during that Three Doors Down song, and if you were paying close attention to my face, you would have seen my eyes go real big.
No, we all try to avoid looking at your face.
I'm going to read this and try to understand. I'm not going to freak you out with this, all right? I don't want you to freak out.
Me or everybody?
You.
Me? Okay.
You.
Oh, great. Great.
Because I don't think you have this. But it is a very weird coincidence. That. Here's the headline. Tick bite allergy fuels surprising demands for ostrich meat. Okay, that's how my eyes got big. Because, if you haven't been paying close attention, Cody got a tick bite earlier.
I've had like 3 this summer.
You've had a bunch. And he freaked out about it. I get it. I freak out about every pain, ache, illness I have. But he also craves ostrich burgers from the fair.
As soon as that see that coming from the fair. That's it.
So, like, this article is the most targeted article ever.
Yeah, well, do I go to the doctor?
No. So when I read the headline, I go, oh, my God, he definitely has this. Because I thought by reading the headline, the correlation is, I got bit by a tick, I crave ostrich, which would have been,
I do.
Like, he seeks out this ostrich burger at the fair. So in my mind, thank you, Starlet, for that sub, 45 months.
Wow.
I was like, all right.
Yeah.
No. What they're saying is, and this is how I know you don't have this. It creates something called alpha gal syndrome. I'm an alpha gal.
Alpha gal.
Which means that you can't eat red meat, so a nice alternative is ostrich. Okay?
Okay.
So you're fine. Everything's good, bud.
Okay. I still don't get what...
So alpha gal syndrome is a red meat allergy triggered by tick bites.
That I knew. I knew that there was that allergy.
It is first linked to ticks in 2011... A condition that causes hives, what? Bite goes the tick, craves goes the ostrich.
I knew it.
Fart goes the bug. It says experts say that this has been, you know, climbing in numbers as up in 2023, a government report estimated 100,000 Americans are affected, though experts suggest the true number could reach about 500,000. So because you get this alpha gal syndrome and you can't eat red meat.
You're looking to eat some turkey burgers.
You eat ostrich meat, which you swear tastes just like burgers.
It tasted like a McDonald's burger, but you could tell there was a little something different there to it, and it was the ostrich.
Ostrich meat is red, iron rich, and has a beef-like taste, and is also safe for alpha gal sufferers since the allergy doesn't extend to poultry. Because you're technically eating a bird.
Nice.
People who have had, this guy who owns this ostrich farm says, people who haven't had a hamburger in 6 or 7 years and really want one. Singing, right, kids?
Kids.
We're doing 6-7 references,
guys,
kids.
Get over by your computer or wherever your parents are watching this. We're doing 6-7. Look at
first day of school, 6-7.
Skibbity 6-7.
Now, ostrich is not cheap, brother. It's like $40 a pound.
Yeah, burger, that burger was $20. Yeah, $20. So,
because I just don't think they're as meaty as a cow.
No, you can
like
tell
when
it was.
I envision an ostrich.
It was leaner. You can definitely tell it was leaner.
Mm-hmm.
Leaner and meaner.
So there's your answer. All right, I got a little scared. I got a little scared by that headline, but I think you're good. I think that you don't have alpha gal because you eat plenty of burgers.
Yeah, no, we're good. But it was just so crazy at the start of the summer how. Everywhere the ticks were.
Dude, the mosquitoes have gotten worse. Have they not gotten worse for anybody else? I used to be able to sit out by my fire till like 9.
Oh, really?
But now, like,
a little rough.
And even if I've got like a citronella going or something, by like 8 o'clock, I am swarmed by mosquitoes.
No, there's a couple here or there, but luckily that's the one thing that's not up by me is mosquitoes because we're further up the, you know, on the mountain up there.
You've had a bad tick year. I've had a pretty good tick year. I've not seen a lot. I haven't picked any ticks off, Fred.
Well, it stopped.
Oh, it did?
All of a sudden, right at the height of, all right, something's got to change where I was about to go absolutely nuts, where every single time I would come in, there would be...
Tons of ticks on Alice,
you
said. It
would be 15 minutes of nonstop, oh, here's another one, oh, here's another one, oh, here's another one, here's another one, here's another one, to where I was going insane. Then they vanished.
Yeah. Wild.
They vanished, which... I'm perfectly fine with if the animals that eat them came out, if there's other bugs that eat them, if they, you know, just that boxes conspiracy.
Chickens? What foxes?
Remember that? No, the boxes one, we were at the start of it. Even I was like, are the farmers got boxes with ticks in them out in their fields by the government and they're releasing ticks to bite us?
What? That was a conspiracy?
Yes, but it was like the reverse. So I think that helped a little.
Did the wildfire smoke knock out the ticks? Did we have some cold nights maybe that
knocked
it
out? That was a little after.
Okay.
But it definitely kept them away then because it was after, like, I don't even know, sometime in June.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever that was. So.
That's good.
I'm fine with it.
That's good. Hey, if you suffer from alpha gal, get yourself an ostrich burg.
You want to go up there and get yourself some ostrich.
Cody swears by it.
It's delicious.
Hello. Hello.
Forgot my cleats.
Can you bring my cleats, please? Good morning, everybody. Jersey. Happy Wednesday. Thank you for stopping by the show.fm for all of our links. Cody.
My jersey's in the wash.
Cody, to aisle 7, please. Cody, to aisle 7.
Oh, God.
As.
I don't know what. What did I tell a customer? And then they went there, and that was way wrong.
No, they found a snake in the bread aisle.
Yo, let me get that real quick.
So. I don't know. I mean, it's a snake. It's out there living in the world. Maybe it just snuck in somehow.
Yeah. It just looking for a warmer place now that it's getting colder, even though that, you know, you might not necessarily have snakes in certain parts of wherever you are. Now's the time when they're going to be like, whoa,
a baby corn snake
real quick. Yeah.
Which has now been nicknamed Crumbs.
Oh,
for being found in the bread aisle in Maryland.
That's adorable.
Was captured. This article is all about, like, pet education.
Okay.
Like, it's like...
Good.
I'm trying to get the story about how they found a snake in an aisle.
I would imagine, if I could just picture the bread aisle at any of these grocery stores,
mm-hmm.
A poor bread guy, the Fryhofer guy, came in to straighten up his stuff and fill his shelves and probably went to straighten something and moved out or, you know what, to take out a... You know, maybe some older product, and mm-hmm. boom, there's a little snake.
Yeah, like I'm going to read you this article because it's making me mad. It's all about an animal education organization that has taken in more than 20 snakes so far this year, one of which was found in the bread aisle of a grocery store, Crumbs.
Crumbs.
They're not sure if the snake had been abandoned or had escaped, but Ben Nicholson from Pet Encounter believes cost of living struggles have contributed to a rise in pet snakes being handed over to them.
Okay.
How much is it to have a snake?
I bet it's pricier. I knew someone that had one or several.
They're expensive to have.
It seemed like because you got to be feeding them, you know, the frozen or the live mice and mm-hmm. stuff like that, and keeping them warm and their proper habitat and stuff like that. So I bet it's not.
Days in chat says
crazy.
If they got a corn snake, they got mice too.
Is that
why the snake was there? Maybe
that makes sense. They loves eat some mice.
It was following the mice in. They say that this organization directly has rescued 21 snakes so far this year. People have abandoned them or handed them over.
Yeah,
water and rats says stop. Yeah, but how much are rats?
I've seen them eat them. They're wicked fun.
People are looking to cut down on their energy use, and these animals can be a significant factor. So if you got to have, like, a heat lamp going or whatever, maybe.
That and just, you know, they just don't
cleaning
want them
the tank,
anymore.
Yeah.
Random things like that. But, no, I haven't seen that. I ain't seen no snakes this year. It's been so upsetting. I usually see a bunch of snakes in just random spots and all year.
Or we have that reptile lady come in sometimes. We didn't even get that this year.
Yeah, man. Come on now.
You get to plant any? I'm sure we got listeners right now that let you come visit their snakes if you really want to visit a snake.
I'm going to have bring them right here to me. Just a line out the door and we'll bring them in every so often.
I don't want to watch the
snake, please.
I don't want to watch the snake eat, though. I don't want to see it eat the rats or the mice.
It's wild.
I don't know why that makes me sad.
Man, no, they're dumb. Mice don't. Just stupid. They don't know. Mice don't know.
I got a snake for you right here, bud. Wiener Joe, the show.fm for all of our links. Is this is an AI story, but it's kind of two AI things. So let's I'm not going to creep you out like I did last week. I could. There's plenty of those stories going around, but I won't.
Okay.
I won't. This is...
we'll see.
Well, they kind of go hand in hand because I have plastic surgeons complaining about people coming in with AI photos of themselves. Being like, can you do this? And it's an unrealistic expectation.
Oh,
so like,
okay.
Can you make my nose do this? And it's like, relax.
Or they call their bluff and make him look like Clay Matthews' fun viral stunt thing.
What did he do?
You didn't see that? It's for a thing.
Clay
it's
Matthews.
Not, that's not like he didn't face. Like really get these.
What it?
See him?
What is this?
It's for some promotional thing they're doing. I'm assuming it has to do with AI.
Are those his real arms?
Some of it is, but no, if you look, it's like he's got football calves and...
Oh, yeah, I see that, yeah.
He's enormously...
And a huge
Yeah, like
jaw.
looks like that fancy Squidward guy.
All right, I see, yeah.
It's for something. I thought it was real for a minute because I didn't know who it was, and I was like, oh my God, what actor did that? But I thought it was like Dolph Lundgren for him.
I wouldn't know who Clay Matthews is without that. I wouldn't know what he looks like.
Yeah, well, he's for a thing. So
they're saying, like, plastic surgeons are saying, we've got people coming in, they'll use AI or some kind of, like, filter. Yeah.
Do this.
To be like, can you make me look like this? And, well, I'll let the plastic surgeon explain it.
Patients being prompted by not only selfies that they change with filters,
yes,
but also with AI Snapchat dysmorphia. Patients just continue getting surgery and never are totally satisfied with what happens. But unfortunately, they come in with images in their minds and they present images to us in consultation that are not accomplishable. So it introduces unrealistic expectations.
Bob, get out of here. Bob in chat says Nosferatu. That's a good joke, Bob. That's a good joke.
That is good.
Body dysmorphia.
Would they say like Snapchat?
Snapchat filters?
So, they're walking like, you can't make me look like a weird oversized cartoon baby.
Yeah, come on.
This is ass. What
am I paying you for?
I'm out of here.
Exactly. Yeah, I want dog ears.
I want to be over there by that guy.
Give me a cat nose.
Looks like dog ears.
I want cat nose.
I'm not a cat.
We are in a weird FaceTime. And by that I mean everyone's doing stuff to their faces.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm all about your gender affirming care, whatever you gotta do.
I want
it's like everyone's faces look like they're being pushed to the limits.
Yes. I was going to say, I want some stuff, but these salespeople keep dangling it at me, and then I'm like, yeah, let's go, and then it all falls apart. But I do get worried that, like, gotta be careful. I don't want to, get robot face or whatever. But
everyone's
get some Botox, get a little lip filler if you want. Why not?
Honestly, it's your body. You do it's your choice. Whatever you want.
Sure you're safe.
Fellas are like pushing their jawlines to the max now.
Yeah,
because of the clavicular. Not even clavicular. Like anybody.
I can't. Oh, even just like pushing on your jaw a little bit hurts. I can't imagine
doing a lot
being
of face workouts. And then a lot of women and men my age, like. I feel like a lot of people my age are having trouble with the fact that you're getting older. So, like, I see a lot of people in their mid-40s and, like, their face is just not necessarily plastic surgery, but it's, like, it's red. It's super shiny because we're doing whatever treatments we are to it.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to age anymore, which is fine. Whatever. Tighten it up.
As long as you're doing the healthier stuff like that for the treatments and such, have at it.
We're pushing our faces to the limit.
I was going
to
say, some of it, your body needs to rest.
Because what happens on the other side of that? Like, everybody in their 40s is just pushing their face to the limits. Are we going to get to our 60s and, like, it's just going to look really weird?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll keep going then.
You could be a natural beauty like me.
I mean, look at the glory that is in front of you.
Look at this stupid face over here.
But no, we're gonna get some Botox. Whenever that happens, I'll get those in there to see what happens with that.
Yeah,
I don't need lip filler. I have weird.
You want to get rid of your crow's feet?
I have weird shaped lips, so that would look really funny. But yeah, I want them to inject me in here
to get rid of those,
and in here, I want that.
Oh, to get rid of that?
Yeah, I want that. Get rid of that right in the middle of the nose there. Yeah, and they can do a forehead too. I got a bunch of laugh wrinkles and stuff in my forehead. Yeah. So I would let them do whatever because. It'll just be numb for a while, and then if anything, I'll look like a gorgeous He-Man.
You will. You'll be nice and taut. You'll be handsome Squidward.
Exactly.
As someone who's been ugly his whole life, I've just never felt the need to do anything. I knew I was ugly in the beginning. So I've gone through life knowing, hey, you're just an ugly guy, and that's okay.
Little did you know, you were gorgeous.
That's okay. But speaking of AI, do y'all remember the website Hot or Not back around the turn of the century? Back around the turn of the century?
Yep.
Well, there's a new site called Dud or Stud. Now they... Stud or Dud.
I'm so dumb.
Stud or Dud.
I was like, I don't understand. That's not a word.
They're checking the walls for studs or duds. There's a new app that uses AI, and I don't love this, and a database of public records... So you can do background searches on potential dates? What do you think about that?
It's weird. Depending on how private the info is, I mean, some people, you already can do background checks, I guess.
Like Google searches and stuff?
Yeah, you can kind of look up stuff. I mean, I'm okay with it if it helps people be safer. Like, if you can look up...
Oh, like, he, like this guy has a history of domestic violence. I don't want to go on a date with him.
And just, like, where you can go back on his social medias and be like, oh, my God, look at... Oh boy. This looks like not what he is presenting himself as on these sites and stuff like that. So, I mean, some of that stuff, but it just depends on how personal we get. But I don't mind. You could go ahead and do background checks on me if you want.
Many things require background checks, so they're using data from peoplefinders.com. It's a new service called Stutter Dud. Now, I don't know where the AI comes in. It says it uses AI to dig up dirt. I think it's just using, like, searching. I think it's just searches.
Yeah, it's just saying
deeper
that
searches.
Yeah, scanning the internet.
All daters need is the person's name or phone number to run a search. It's different from Googling someone, which is common, I guess, for dating apps.
Okay.
I wonder what would happen if somebody Googled me. What would you? I mean, you'd find a lot of things.
It's all this stuff. I Google myself every once in a while. It's all work stuff.
I don't have any bad stuff that would come up. I don't have any arrests or any
nope same
thing like that. It would just be stupid videos of me saying stupid things.
It is. Sometimes it's just funny videos that like I forgot about. It's like, oh yeah, look at how funny we were there. Oh.
Like potential dates Google you and they see you slathered in butter.
I mean that's.
Hey, was this Was this you? Did you cover yourself in butter?
And it's a yes.
Yes, I did.
And it's a
either
yes.
In or out.
That's the actual, like, that's the front picture page for all the dating sites is me slathered in butter.
The tool Stutter Dud will use a highlighter. The tool will use, hold on. The tool will also highlight red or green flags about the person.
Okay.
Service encourages users not to pass judgment. She says it's just a safety protocol. So unlike Googling or just meeting up, you can do the background check. It's not free. It's like $5 a month.
Well,
but I see it. If it helps people stay safe.
Yeah.
You know?
If it helps, people avoid bad situations or potentially dangerous ones. Absolutely. I don't. Because again, you're getting private information about people. So I don't.
Yeah.
Know if it should be free, but I also $5 a month.
And like maybe I'm thinking too much about this. I'm never going to date anybody, so I don't know what this would look like. But I would imagine, like in our age, our advanced age, there's a high potential of you getting in a relationship with like somebody who has children. So I'd want to background check the other parent too, because if you're getting in a relationship,
guy
or gal is going to be in your life too.
Absolutely.
So it was like you match with a great girl and she's got two kids and you look it up and the baby daddy is like convicted felon is
or just not. I don't know. You learn things. You're like, oh, that's that guy. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like,
does it make you kind of judge him a little bit?
A little bit. Like, when you see that it's.
You had a kid with that?
A little bit. But also it's like, no, you can't judge who got manipulated or. Who they were before? I don't know. I try not to, but I absolutely do. Sometimes
you can't help it.
You can't. You're
like, oh my god, you made life with this guy,
or you'll be like,
with the tap out T-shirt. This guy.
You're like, oh, am I then? Oh, am I ugly then?
You know what I mean?
We're like, oh, wait a minute then.
Yeah.
If that's
the other thing is you're like,
oh,
wait,
no.
You made a big. You like ugly guys? That means I'm ugly.
Oh,
yeah, that is weird.
Or did you upgrade? Am I an upgrade?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not fun.
That is a...
None of it's fun.
It's a world I will have nothing to do with. But y'all have fun out there if you want to sign up. Stutter Dud.
Stutter Dud.
$5 a month.
Electricity is more than a source of energy. At its best, electricity is a rush, a thrill, a feeling. From hybrids to plug-in hybrids to the all-electric Lexus RZ, this is our take on electric. One that puts what you need, what makes you feel confident, inspired, excited, above all else. After all, if it doesn't spark something in you, is it really electric? See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Bugs Life Theater, dude.
That's cool.
Still traumatic to my kids to this day.
Uh-oh.
Good morning, it's K-Rox. They do this thing... We're talking theaters and chat.
Yeah.
We never been to the IMAX theater at Destiny. I assumed it was like a huge screen like the most, but it's not.
Yeah,
I guess it
looks
like
no,
whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
But Cousin Jay, what theater is that down in Disney? where like they, I don't know, they might not have it anymore. This was years ago. But yeah. A Bug's Life, you watch like an interactive Bug's Life thing.
Okay.
And at one point,
yeah,
either like mice, Tree of Life. Yeah, either mice get loose or like bugs get loose.
Oh, boy.
And there's something by your feet that like whips your feet. It really effed us up. Because you're just, I've never experienced that before.
Yeah, you don't expect like little.
Like I've been in theaters like the 4D thing where it's like the seats move a little bit or like they pump smells in.
Yep.
But the bugs by your feet screwed us up.
That's messed up. That's really funny.
Like where my kids will still be like, there's nothing by the feet, right?
Is there anything down there?
No. No. Yeah.
Wow, that's really
Cousin
funny.
Jay says they used to have Honey, I Shrunk the Audience where they simulated mice brushing across your ankles. I don't know what it is down there, but it's the last place you expect something, man. Yeah. And it's giving me chills right now thinking about it.
Sound funny, but
the Lego Theater has that, and it sprays your face with water. We've had that too.
I like that it adds to the experience, though. It you know what I mean? The little spraying it with water and tickling your butt or whatever it was doing.
I didn't know you can't recline in your seat. Though.
No,
you fall asleep
too fast, man. I'm done. I'm out.
That might be your body telling you
I'm
to sleep
out.
More.
It's just
if you can't make it through a movie.
Well, it's just so comfortable and it's dark, and then you're like this, and you're like, oh, look at you. Oh, you're so comfortable.
Dude, I love it.
I like to sit in them.
I love putting my hood up because I don't want my head touching where a million other heads have touched.
No.
So I put my hood up and I just sit back. Oh, I love it. I love movie season. We wanted to go see that Buddy movie, me and the oldest.
Yeah. I heard it was weird.
It's weird, but it's not playing anywhere.
No,
like,
it's playing once
a day at Destiny.
I heard it was real weird.
Cousin Jay, can I ask, when did it become a trend that people bring blankets to movie theaters now?
I was wondering the same thing.
I haven't seen that, have you?
Yeah, and a bunch of pictures I've seen with families, like, they'll just kind of bring their living room set up with them. Like the kids bring your pillow and your blanket.
It's gotten pretty lawless at movie theaters.
I think some of it is, all right, we're going to be 2 hours or whatever, and our kids are usually probably more used to being able to do whatever they want, whenever they want during the movie at home or whatever. So here, bring your pillow and a blanket. That way you're nice and comfortable.
Yeah.
You don't move or whatever. But yeah, it does seem like
it's cold.
Like,
that's why I always wear a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Angel Baby says. Fuzz is going to go see Practical Magic 2. That looks good too, yeah. People are very excited for that.
We saw that.
Yeah,
on the
I've
news.
Seen people bring, with grass, I've seen people bring entire meals.
No, that's what I
into the theater.
That's what I mean. I think Destiny, don't get me, don't quote me on this because it might be wrong now. I think that they gave up and I think they were like,
we're done, whatever, do what you want.
Bring in what you want. Yeah, because for a while they were nuts.
They want people back in the theaters, probably.
They were crazy to where I remember they yelled at me for wearing a winter hat once.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I have people that are witnesses, so luckily they know what actually happened. Yeah, but sir, take the hat off.
What?
Excuse me?
All right, well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, they got a little crazy for a little bit. But then I think they just stopped. I think they're like,
just please come back here.
You want to bring a pizza? Do it.
Like, I'll see people walk in with food court stuff.
That's what I mean. If that's the case and you can, then we'll take a trip around that food court real quick if we want. Let's see here. What do we bring up there with us?
Like, if I can just be a boomer for a second, back in our day, we had to put effort into sneaking food in that theater.
Yeah, you had to get dropped off at Shopping Town a little early so you could go up to the Dollar Tree and find what you could fit in your pockets and then hope it didn't
jiggle too much.
And jingle around when you were sneaking in.
Like,
down
you were
there.
Sneaking contraband into a prison in the 1900s.
Yeah. No, nothing smelly. You couldn't bring anything like that. You couldn't.
No, you couldn't
bring
a be
burger.
Alerted
They'll
to
smell
it.
Your burger.
And then you'd have like the person that would walk the aisles with the flashlight ever so randomly, and you'd be like, "Oh, nothing, don't do nothing.
Yep.
I don't got tacos. No, why?"
Right when you were about to get a hand on your wiener, too, they would show up with that friggin' flashlight.
Yeah, Pat's right. Every seat has a table now, man. That's it. They want you to enjoy your meal
because it. Bobby Mike's movie tavern or whatever it is, renamed it
Marcus,
for his name.
Yeah.
It's they have like, oh, you want a whole pizza? You want some wings? You want some tendies? You want lasagna?
Mm-hmm.
Want a bowl of cereal?
Mm-hmm.
What can we get you?
Joe says, my mom snuck in 10 soft tacos in her purse once.
Hell
awesome.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
What's the best thing you ever snuck into a theater back in the day?
Oh, man.
We only ever did box of candy.
We did candy. I don't think it was the movies. I think it was a concert here, but it... My favorite was not even me. It was Space Babe sneaking burgers in with her boobs into the concert they went to that a couple years ago. Remember that?
Barely. She had Why did she have burgers?
For eating during the show.
All right, cool.
But that, cool. I think, might be my favorite. Sugar got ice cream in?
How'd you get ice cream in?
Because that's impressive.
Journey says, my mom popped a whole bag of popcorn and hid it under her winter coat. Yeah. Ladies get a little bonus because they could carry a big bag.
I bet my mom used to be really good at that, where we would get stuff from home first, where it's like, we got snacks. Let's fill up some bags and bring in. We got candy.
Yeah.
So that was always easy, too.
Oh, shout out to our crew up at the Midway. Midway Drive-In's playing Practical Magic, too, if you want the drive-in experience.
There you go. That'd be fun for a nice fall.
What was coming in? What'd you see?
Sweet Frog, and then he put a lid on it. Look at Sugar.
That's good thinking.
You little scamp, you.
Ink snuck in a bottle of Jack Daniels. Oh, I've never snuck in booze.
Did we ever sneak in booze? I don't remember. I don't think so.
Drinking is a sin.
Oh, well,
join
yes.
me at 7 o'clock tonight.
Exactly.
Your mom says, a bottle of beer. We sat in the back and accidentally kicked it over and it rolled all the way to the front. Nice. DeMars. My boy DeMars says, cargo pants back in the day.
Yeah.
Two burritos in each leg pocket. Side saddle it right there.
Now I want to know.
And now you can just walk in?
We
don't
get,
know. Can somebody confirm that?
Yeah, we got to get confirmation because there's got to be somebody that knows or works there. That's like,
what?
We don't give a crap anymore.
Fred, what? This is purebred Fred in chat. When Dark Knight came out, my mom brought me and one of my friends. She snuck in a gallon Ziploc bag of waffles and a bottle of syrup.
Hell yeah.
And two Milwaukee's Beast cans of beer.
I love your mom.
Hold on.
Your mom's
Hold
single.
On.
Your mom's single or?
Okay.
What's up, babe?
Okay. What'd you do with the waffles and syrup?
Ate them. Breakfast.
But did you have a plate? Did you have fork and?
Maybe you just pour and eat.
Oh, maybe like you held the waffle and then poured a little bit on it. That's a whole. I have so many questions about that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to watch you now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me see. I'm trying to find.
Made like waffle tacos. He says, "All right."
Trying to find any of the rules here.
Showgirl Michelle snuck in ice cream from Friendly's in a coffee cup at Great Northern Mall.
A Fribble?
A Fribble? You sneak in a Fribble
in? Oh, my God. She's bringing in
when
Fribbles.
When it came out, we went to see it in a group of people and snuck an entire backpack of fried chicken.
Yes.
That smell's going to give you away, though.
I've seen people eating KFC in a movie theater before.
Yeah, I have tons of times.
I've absolutely seen people bring. That must have been like a thing at one point. Yes, you can bring outside food and drinks into. Oh, never mind. Sorry, I started reading too quick.
All right, you got too excited.
Into Destiny, into common areas. I'm trying to find the movie theater. Regal Destiny USA officially prohibits outside food and beverage. While enforcement can vary based on staff, you're technically required to purchase concessions inside.
Gotcha.
So I'll be sneaking.
So it might be some loosey-goosey kids who are like, I don't care, walk in with an entire. Because they were not hidden. The people that I see eating at the theater.
No, and I do know for a bit that they were like that. Whether it was just how it was or it was a rule of we don't care anymore.
I think after COVID, they were so desperate. Like, I don't care if you make barbecue and bring it in.
Because I will absolutely bring in to Oasis some Taco Bell.
That's what I'm saying.
That's all wrapped up.
If it's approved, and you're telling me I can get mall Chinese?
Oh, I'm not even saying it's approved. I'm just saying that's an easy one to
sneak it in.
Stuff in some pockets and bring on in. But if it was approved, the Chinese that was denied to me during Cocoa Puffs would definitely be coming in with us.
I'm such a rule follower, I'd be a nervous wreck the entire time.
See,
I'm going to get kicked out of the Oasis movie I wanted to see so bad.
Oh, see, that stuff I don't ever.
You don't care?
No, because
I'm so worried about getting in trouble all the time.
Worst case scenario with something like that, someone goes, hey, you can't have that.
You got to dispose of that.
And you go, okay.
Uh-huh. Cousin Jay, I'm waiting for somebody to bring a battery pack and a George Foreman grill and just do hibachi. We're not far off.
That story of that guy. Did we talk about it?
What?
That brought chili into the back row.
Of the movies?
If you Google it, it'll probably pop right up. He got in trouble for it, and he was selling it. Man brings crock pot of chili into movie theater.
Hold on.
It's a bigger dude. It's not around here.
Chili crock pot.
Movie theater guy, and he
I can't plug. Find him. He plugged it into chili recipes.
He plugged it into the back, or he had it warm, And he brought it in there and was selling cups of chili in the back row of the movie. Yeah,
the man brought an entire crock pot of chili in the movie theater. The video, the man ends up slinging and spilling the chili inside the theater auditorium.
Oh, he does?
Causing a massive mess.
Wait, I don't think he did that, did he?
Hold on.
Are they making fun of him? Are they trying to say it's like Kevin?
No, I'm looking at the TikTok right now. He was...
And it like tipped over because it's slanted in a movie theater?
I just feel like this is an AI image. I feel like this is an AI image. I don't buy it. Like this image of him holding the crock pot, that looks like AI to me.
No, that's him. That's him.
That's him?
Yeah, that was him.
All right.
The image might not be, because I don't know
maybe
if they
didn't
let
get a photo of him.
Keep it, but that's definitely the picture. I was going to say, it's like a big bearded guy with a goatee or a beard. Because he can't sell it.
A man was ejected from the IMAX theater in Fairmont after allegedly sneaking in a warm crock pot of chili and selling bowls in the back.
That's such a good idea. I love that.
All right.
Because could you even imagine you're sitting there in a movie theater and all of a sudden goes,
really?
Hey, if anybody wants it, I got crock pot chili back here. $5 a bowl. That's what that smell is if you want something that's delicious.
Everybody be farting it up in that theater.
Like, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
My friend Sarah, this is off the text line. My friend Sarah brings a bag, like gallon-sized Ziploc bag. She brought some to the fair this year so she could bring her leftovers home.
Yep.
She'll bring stuff into concerts all the time. It's pretty awesome.
It's awesome.
Shout out Sarah.
That's the move.
Wow.
That's the move at the fair. You eat some stuff and then you bring it home.
Wow. I respect the hustle, man. Now I'm nervous because I do want to sneak in some food to Oasis.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. I like to.
We'll be the only ones there. What do they care?
I know. I like to be bad. It makes my heart beat fast.
But because we're only the only ones there, then they're going to know we're the only ones.
If anything, if there's a person that does like a check, it's going to be the same thing of,
hey,
guys, did you bring a Taco Bell? You can't have Taco Bell. And then I'd stuff it in my face as fast as I can while I throw away the wrapper.
Yeah,
and
y'all
go, okay, my bad. I thought we were allowed to.
I'll get rid of it. No, I want mall Chinese in the movie there. I want that so bad now.
Then all we have to do is, whatever your preference is, 3 Ziploc bags. Because if it was me, it'd be the crispy or the orange chicken in one bag, the general in another bag, and the lo mein in the third. And I got warm bags of chicken on my person.
I'm going to say something here. That might be part of my tism. I don't know. I can only eat it out of the styrofoam.
It'd be harder to eat out of a bag. It's going to be all like, I get it.
Yeah, I need mall Chinese to be in that container. Otherwise, it tastes different.
Then
I couldn't put it on a plate. Like, if I brought it home and put it on a plate, I don't want it now.
Rinse out the container after you put it in the bags and sneak the container under your
and then
back
reassemble it.
And reassemble once you set the thing back down.
That's
you
too much work.
MacGyver yourself a whole Chinese delicious meal.
Or I could just get to the mall 15 minutes early and eat in the food court and then go to the movie.
That's not as fun.
No, it's not. It's not. 7 o'clock on twitch.tv/theshow or on theshow.fm.
Well, the Foo Fighters are going to be.
Yeah, Foo Fighters performing live tonight. Now, Whiskey Show. You're probably drinking.
That's better.
Evan Williams. It's not orange flavored. It's just an orange, like Syracuse orange themed bottle that I'll have tonight. So we'll try a little bit of that.
That'll be cool.
See how that tastes. It's around town. I've seen that bottle at a lot of different places. So.
But it tastes like kind of like whiskey.
Ooh.
With a little something to it.
Ooh, very good. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're all talking jumping out of planes in the chat right now. Cody wants to do that. You can take Cody with you.
I do. So bad.
I'm never jumping out of a plane.
I tried to when I went to Old Forge.
Oh, yeah, you did. And what happened? They were booked or something?
They didn't have any availability but they had one, like two, like the next after I left. I'm like,
how much does it cost to jump out of a plane?
Not a lot. I forget. It was like $100.
What?
Not a lot. And I only had to drive. I had to drive like an hour. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go do something. And so I was so excited as I like pressed the buttons.
But
I'm like,
someone's
I'm really
attached
calling
to you, right?
Like yeah. You got to have somebody. I would imagine it takes a long time to get somebody.
Saw a video yesterday.
By yourself.
It's not jumping out of planes, but I saw the thing you can do, I don't know, like Dubai or one of these countries, where you're on top of a skyscraper and you get put in like this net and then they lower you over the edge of the skyscraper and I almost threw up just seeing the video.
Because it's like that thing. I haven't done the real tall versions. I've just done a smaller one where you stand against the glass.
Yep.
And it does that.
Nope. Hate it.
And it leans you. Oh, I've done that once. It's so cool.
My family.
Yeah, it makes you throw up, I'm sure.
My family laugh at me over how much. I mean, listen, I overreact to almost everything in my life.
Yeah. But
we're up in the Space Needle in Seattle.
That's up there.
And I hate heights. If you don't know that about me, yeah. I'm not a guy who enjoys heights. And we go up in the elevator, and it's just one of those experiences where you got to do it because you're there. I'm never going to be in Seattle again.
Yeah.
And like the family wants to do it.
Yep. Yeah.
So like I might hate it internally, but I try not to vocalize that. And the elevator I hated more than being up in the Space Needle. That makes any sense.
No, yeah, because then, like, you know, there's... The Space Needle. You know where you are.
Yeah.
But...
Space Needle felt like a building, at least. Like, okay, I'm just in a building. Like, I can do skyscrapers.
Yeah.
If I'm in the building. Yeah. I don't love it. But we're up in the Space Needle.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were repairing... Like, so you're up in the Space Needle, and the floor is clear.
Yeah, that's...
And you're walking on all this glass... And like two or three of the panels had these like black covers. And like, obviously it was safe to walk on them. They wouldn't have them there. But the second we were walking and one of my kids stepped on the black cover.
Yeah.
I grabbed their arm and just went, "What are you doing?" And I yanked them off. And they're like, "You're being crazy." And I go, "Why are you walking on that?"
Like, it'd be like if you were walking on the metal grates on the sidewalk.
I grabbed their arm and I yanked them off because my instinct was like, that's not safe. I don't know what that is. Oh, my goodness.
Well, better safe than sorry, because sometimes they just put tarps over 1,000-foot drops down in buildings.
Yeah, but like I feel like...
No, I get what you're saying, though. It's just instinct. And
it's instinct, but it's also like when somebody does die from something like that,
yeah,
it's like a one-day news story, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not like you hear about it forever. Like that one girl that wasn't attached to the bungee cord or whatever.
Yep.
It was in the news for like 2 hours, and then nobody talked about it again.
Like, hey, see ya.
So it's like maybe... So in my brain, all these heights are way more dangerous because no one's reporting on them.
Well, if you ever... fall off a building, I'll make sure that we talk about it around
here. Keep it in the news cycle, please.
For a little bit.
Because I'm like, I'm watching this girl in this net get leaned over the edge of a building, and I'm like, if that net broke and she plummeted to her death,
yeah,
it'd be like on the bottom of CNN, no one would hear about it, and then you'd all move on with our lives.
It'd be like one of those like, wow, clips on the Today Show.
Woman falls to death. Now we go to Al Roker.
Yep.
Like, it's never covered.
Let's check out the weather in your neck of the woods.
Yeah. Like we were at Anakista in Gatlinburg, and it's got those giant the ski lift thing that takes you to the top of the mountain.
Yeah, yeah.
And the week after we left, somebody fell off that thing and died.
I remember talking about it.
And
here
it was in the news for like a half an hour. Now I get it. What are they gonna do? What more can they cover with it?
Big news day.
But when you're paranoid of heights like me,
yeah,
that should be in the news every day for at least 1 year. We should cover it every day for a year.
1 year?
I don't know why, but
that seems like a lot.
I don't know why it bothers me that these stories are just washed away so fast.
Well, we'll make sure that we keep Bungee Cord Lady in our mouths.
Yeah, nobody dies. Nobody dies at Disney.
Well, no, not there. No,
nobody dies at Disney.
No, I'm going to huck you into the body pile on the other side like a smart business.
They get you out of there real quick.
Hell yeah.
Put you in a wheelchair and push you out into the parking lot.
That's what we do here. Someone's fired. We get you out of this building.
We get you moved. We move.
We huck you on the other side.
We move you along.
Yep.
Twitch.tv/theshow. That's how I feel about heights. So I don't even want to see footage of you jumping out of a plane. I can't even watch that.
I'm gonna go. Here we go. 1, 3, 2, 1. Ah!
If either of my children ever decide to jump out of a plane, you will need to sedate me that day.
They're going with me.
You will need to you'll need to put me under.
They want
to
go. They said.
Because I can't be conscious knowing that my children are jumping out of planes. I couldn't do it.
We're doing a family jump. Nope. I'm just being dad.
Absolutely
all
not.
All of us are going. I'm driving us down.
Absolutely not. 7 o'clock, twitch.tv/theshow. Your boy will keep on doing what he does. Sip, sip, sipping away for a Whiskey Wednesday. Join me tonight on the stream. We'd love to have you.
Nice.
And then, seeing how we feel come Friday, maybe do a little Friday night house party. I haven't done one in a while.
Oh, we can... do some dancing.
See how my mood is. See how my headspace is come on Friday. We'll see.
Show your midriff, possibly?
Show off my midriff, yeah.
Yo.
I'll get to this story in a little while because I already teased the pizza thing. But yeah, there was another heist in France at the museum. I love a heist. But anyways.
Can you not take our pretty stuff from our museum,
please? I promise. These are two things that you love. And that's pizza and ice cream. Two of your faves.
Yeah. That's lactose intolerant be damned.
Mm-hmm.
Pry them both from my cold dead hands.
Those are your favorite. Put a little ostrich on there and you got it all three of your food groups.
Ooh. And I was curious, so I wanted to try,
because
I just kept thinking about, you know, you and your big time vendor like I am, you'd like to look at different people's ideas.
Oh, when you're talking about your cotton candy setup. Yeah.
Yeah, so I took a little ice cream and put it in the maple cotton candy that I got from the fair.
Okay.
I get it. I see what they were doing.
Where talk it's more like about a taco. That. What do you
it's
mean?
It's just like a taco. I turned it into a taco. The shell was cotton
those
candy.
Those burrito things you're talking about?
No, it was, yes, a little, but no. I think it's going to, people were like making like tacos and selling them. Some of the cotton candy places. They had things inside of them, or they were using their candy apple shell and cotton candy in the middle. So I kind of tinkered with it a little, and I was like, I get it. It was amazing, but I just don't know how it's a feasible thing.
It's not for you. It's not, because you have ice cream, and then like you
gotta
make all that cotton candy.
Got to have it all there fresh.
But I see it.
But it was
a nice combo.
It was impressive.
Was it kind of like maple syrup on ice cream a little bit?
A little. It's hard to
explain.
I know
you can't describe it. I'm trying to
Yeah, because it was the maple cotton candy,
which
and it was soft strawberry ice cream. I didn't really have anything.
I was envisioning vanilla.
No, I didn't have any, or else I would have done that.
Okay.
But it was just the combo and the two textures was something that I think just next year when that's freaking huge, it places,
cotton
you know,
candy ice cream combos?
Yeah. Just
it's been big for a couple of years, but it looks stupid because they make those like big burritos, quote unquote.
Yep, and those never really
appealing to me.
Never really interested me that much, but these I think are something that could take off with the right potential person that does it.
Well, right now, if you're in Connecticut, head to Kelly's Cone Connection.
Oh.
As they're making national news, as they've created pizza ice cream. Now, it's not what you think it is. It's an ice cream that looks like pizza. I'll show you right now in chat if you want to see it.
I was thinking of like what? Okay, yeah.
It's a slice.
That looks good.
So the base is a waffle cone. It's got a waffle cone base.
Okay, I was wondering what that was. I don't know if it was like
for the crust.
Actual waffle.
Then they put the ice cream with some strawberry sundae sauce.
Yeah.
And grate some white chocolate on it to look like cheese.
Love it.
And a little, that's a white chocolate basil leaf on it.
That looks delicious.
You have a little bit of cocoa on the crust.
I like
so
that.
So you feel like it has that crust, and there's your pizza slice right there.
I'm a fan of that because Cold
looks
Stone.
Looks like a lot of work. That's a fun combo,
has
though.
Those, you know, like the ice cream cupcakes and stuff, so you can make things look like different stuff. Yeah,
they've done ice cream tacos, like we're talking about.
Yep, try to take my money.
Ice cream cheeseburgers.
I agree.
Ice cream clam chowder and ice cream lobster rolls.
Yeah, that I definitely would mess around with that bad boy.
If you follow them, what is it? Kelly's Cone Connection on Instagram, you can see all the things we just talked about.
Too bad her name's not spelled with a C. That'd be a lot easier.
Kelly's Cone Connection.
If it's a K, you can't really have the...
Can you spell Kelly with a C?
I don't know, but because, I mean, the Kelly's Cone Connection smelling the other two with a K ain't really helping.
No.
Don't
look
too good.
Yeah, we're KKK, what?
Yeah, what?
It's delicious. We got good food. We got pizza here.
Well done. We're very inviting.
Maybe Paris, France isn't the best place to keep all this extremely valuable art and sculptures and things, you know?
Maybe we start rethinking where
Maybe
we're keeping
find,
these million-dollar pieces of garbage.
Because apparently you can just walk into a museum. Although, was this one in London, though?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it was France again.
Yeah, I think it's France again.
Two suspects.
They came in the
broke into the Rondon Museum.
Broke in. Looked like they just went through a window that was open in the video.
Like the first heist you guys had at the Louvre. Homies just used a ladder.
Just a little.
They used a ladder to get to a porch.
Yep, and it walked them up there. And they went inside and took some stuff and just slowly left. Because that thing just has like one speed. So they were just like,
Like, at this point, if you're not stealing from museums in France, you're wasting your time. They're clearly not secure.
No, because, listen, it's
like, I'm taking this. What
now,
is this?
Now we're getting back to school. Kids, you're about to go on some field trips. Up for grabs.
Up for grabs.
Anything, you get to a museum, try to pull it off the wall or
comes
whatever. It's yours now. It
comes with admission, I guess. As two suspects, like Cody said, they broke in. No, they walked in.
Window, yeah.
Triggering an alarm at 5:48 a.m., it prompted police to arrive in 5 minutes, but the thieves were gone. The mayor described them as well-equipped and apparently well-informed team. And like Chad's saying, security guard's probably in on it.
I was going to say, probably somebody that worked there got looked at it for a year to get everything, all the info they needed.
The surveillance cameras captured the suspects fleeing, during which they abandoned two of the four stolen paintings.
All of those.
Why? They were too hard to carry?
Those works of art. No, they looked at them real quick.
Like, this is stupid. I want
this. I'm like, what the hell is this girl doing? Eating an apple? Uh-uh. I'm not hanging this up in my house.
So two works are still missing. A manhunt remains underway. They claim, and this thing about art, they go, it's worth $10 million. Yeah, it's worth $10 million to whichever rich guy wants to launder some money.
Yeah, here, I want to put.
You can say, yeah, this painting's worth $10 million.
Oh, yep, take that $10 million, sorry.
The incident follows last October's high-profile theft at the Louvre.
That they still haven't figured out yet.
Right? Didn't they find some of the things? I remember seeing that photo.
No,
the crown was all smashed up or whatever.
But it's just like they're not. Again, they're just, if you don't put them up on a pedestal and say that, oh, look, this is a $5 million painting.
Yeah.
It won't be worth $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And no one will steal it.
Mm-hmm.
Because these things aren't worth that.
I mean, they're cool. They're paintings, but.
But the pictures of
high
this.
High art has always been a little questionable.
Yeah.
These it's worth the people pay for it.
I wasn't that impressed. Again. It's the same thing as I say with other stuff. Those paintings were worth that much because those were the first like that.
I like the idea of Cody walking around like a historic museum and just being unimpressed. Like, what is this?
No.
It's the Mona Lisa. Yeah,
oh, I'm not impressed with the Mona Lisa.
No? Okay.
It's small.
Yeah.
She's not even smiling. Strike that pose with a little bit of expression on your face. Nope.
Can you think of any piece of art that's actually impressed you?
Ooh, Van Gogh stuff's kind of cool. That's all over the place because he was all weird, right? Isn't that like the Starry Night and stuff like that?
Yep.
I'd have to look at him.
You would have liked the Van Gogh experience. It's too expensive, but you would have liked it.
Some of that stuff is neat. I get real for someone that, you know, could barely do the highlighter squirt paints.
Yeah.
I get real critical of the world's most greatest artists.
Yeah, those like... You got to really impress me.
But it does. It takes, I not that I'm jaded.
Right.
But, yeah, you got to do a little better than that.
Abstract art never impresses me because it's like the whole canvas is blue.
Right? Oh, right. Okay. Oh, let me look up. Oh, at the ceiling. Oh, those two dudes are touching fingers together. The one's got on like
because
a little tiny sheet.
This is where I always get like bitchy about abstract art because, okay. I'm impressed if you paint something like a beautiful landscape. Like Bob Ross is impressive to me. He's a great, not he's like a world-renowned artist, but what he does is impressive to me.
I get what you're saying.
I can't do that. But when you show me like somebody threw paint, like this, and you're like, that's a $5 million painting. Or the guy that taped a banana to a wall.
Yep.
My explanation is always, okay.
Yep.
So if we're pointing out art, that is art. You're telling me that I can play guitar as well as Eddie Van Halen.
Yes.
If those are on the same tier,
yes.
That's what you're saying.
I mean, that's what
I'm
saying.
No, I'm an abstract guitar player.
Yeah.
Eddie Van Halen is a classic. He plays...
Different styles.
Different styles.
Different
styles. Abstract.
As far as your style goes, you're the Eddie Van Hatter.
Yeah.
Eddie Van Halen of what you do.
Like, that's my argument whenever somebody's like, no, abstract art, you don't get it. Oh, I get it just fine. It's just not impressive to me.
It's a square.
It's a square. You did a square.
It's all subjective.
It is all subjective.
And again, all the stuff that is what it is now is just famous because back then it was the first of its kind.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to say what is valuable and fancy and expensive because they were first.
You're telling me that if I take a bunch of crayons and tape them to a canvas and then I melt them with a hair dryer, that's equal to Andy Warhol.
Yes.
Okay. I'm abstract.
I do have something similar to something like that in my apartment hanging up.
Do you?
The crayon thing.
We made a few of those.
I don't know if it's crayons, but it's definitely in that style.
Mm-hmm. 7 o'clock, twitch.tv/theshow. come and get yourself sick with a Whiskey Wednesday show tonight. Yeah, I don't know this whole LSU story. Like, I saw little bits and pieces about it.
Just this is what's going to happen with this weird lawlessness that is
college football
college
right now.
Sports and college football right now with the NILs and transfer portals and backdoor deals. It's
backdoor.
It's something's got to change.
The LSU Tigers are staring at the possibility of being kicked out of the SEC.
They won't be.
Yeah, they won't.
They make too much money for...
The SEC announced Tuesday its presidents and chancellors will meet tomorrow to decide whether or not to terminate LSU's membership. It comes amid the Tigers' fight with the league over former NFL players potentially returning to college football. How did you feel about that? Because the rule was like, oh, you didn't make an NFL team, you can go back to college.
And if you've got eligibility or whatever, you can go back. That's like, no, you don't. If you want to go back to school to finish your degree and all that,
right?
That's fine. But I mean, I don't think you can then hop right back into the college sports. But I mean, it was only a couple months ago that they were in these college programs anyway. But I still think that like once you started the pro process, if you're not that you're not good enough, then I mean, I don't know. I don't really know because
well,
you should be able to better yourself, but not. To
it
go back and take a spot from a kid.
The kids that were on that were just going to come up on the team. Like, it's the Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien thing. Jay Leno leaves the Tonight Show. Conan O'Brien's like, all right, I'll do the Tonight Show. And then Jay Leno's like, no, I think I want that back.
Yes.
So he goes back and gets it.
Yes.
And then Conan got screwed out of that. I mean, that's my only reference to sports right. is Conan O'Brien. But
no, that works. No, I think it more is also the fact that I'm just kind of over every one of these players being like, well, I have a loophole. I deserve two more years. It's like,
dude,
you're 27.
Dude, these college players have blown up any sympathy I had for them getting paid.
It's
after
crazy.
Witnessing what they do in this town.
Yeah. How
and
they
the demands
treat
they
it.
Make.
Yep, how they treat
I
the
was
people
all about
that help them.
College players getting paid.
Yep.
But they roll in and they demand cars. And they demand apartments, and they demand all this money, and you've just made it. You've made an enemy. I don't want you to get paid.
And they refuse to do interviews that they're supposed to. That's why they're getting paid. Or when
they won't call into the radio show.
They got their hoodies up, and they don't pay attention. Or it's too early. Oh, I got class now. Or no, like
I was your side, college guys and gals.
Yes, when you're getting paid. You're doing a job, so you have to do the requirements of the job. If you don't like them, that's too bad. Like,
yeah.
That's just watching them, how spoiled they are. It's like we'd watch people here be told they had to do a show maybe once a week, and they'd be like,
once a week?
What? Come in here? And that wasn't even a college kid. That's a grown-ass man. So to watch these kids be... these athletes be pampered, that's what happens.
Or you're driving around a BMW and then you just don't want to bring it back.
Yep.
You know how many college athletes, and I won't name names, but they'll get vehicles and not want to give them back.
Yeah, eventually we could tell the story of the college kid that drove the car around state to state by trying to hide it from us. And then once we sicked somebody good on him, he was like, okay, it's in my girlfriend's parents' driveway. Come get it down
somebody
here in New
to go
Jersey.
Pick it up.
And we had to go get it because he wouldn't give it back, and he then dumped it in his girlfriend's parents' driveway.
Like, it's bad PR. It's just, I'm all about college athletes getting something.
Yep.
And
no,
that
they should
goes
be
to every
paid.
College athlete.
Yes,
if the university is making money off you, you have a value. And don't tell me they should get an education. That's stupid. They're
get that
90%
too.
Of them, they're there for the education.
Have them both.
If you're like a soccer player, you're probably stoked that you're getting an education.
Yeah.
If you're there, you know.
When I went to the student store or whatever there, and I'm seeing all these jerseys, yes, those kids should make money. If I'm like,
yeah, right.
I'm buying a Daryl Johnson jersey. Daryl Johnson should get paid for that.
But like Cody said, they weren't holding up their end of the bargain.
In any way, shape, or form.
And now you're going to go try to go pro, and no pro team wants you. So you're like, well, I can get $100,000 if I go back to LSU.
Nope. I mean, I have no problem with you wanting to, you know, do your dream because there were a couple cases
right.
that I was kind of rooting for. Like there was this one wide receiver that didn't make it. And then, well, now if he goes back, he could up his stock a little and do better in the
mm-hmm.
draft next
mm-hmm.
time and be redrafted. And it's like, well, that was kind of your shot.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm spoiled because
like,
that's how I've watched it growing up for forever. But Like, that was the, you have your shot at the NFL.
Right.
Don't make it. That kind of might mean you're not good
right,
enough
yeah.
for the NFL.
Right. I'm all, and like, I'm all about sharing the pie. So my theory was always like, if you are a college athlete and you get this program, yes, you get your education, but it's like a flat $40,000 a year or whatever.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They jumped into it.
They got way too hot.
Too fast where, yes, get paid, but take a little time. You can back pay people.
Sure.
That I don't know how they work it out, but not just like, all right, everybody get paid everything no matter what.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's
like if
not
we're
going
to pay everybody, it's just got to be a flat rate.
Yeah.
And I get it that the football and basketball programs bring in a lot more than the, you know, swimming program does. But it's kind of like we're all in. You're in for a penny, in for a pound on this.
Yeah.
If we're going to do NIL, we got to kind of spread it around.
Because it is just not the way it is.
Because right now it ain't
now.
Working, and it's making me turn on these college players that are just so greedy.
And it's all right, now you're going to your fourth team.
Right, like that quarterback you were talking about the other day who was like, he's like 27. It's like,
yeah,
bro,
like, all right,
I love college. I get
yeah.
it. But eventually.
but you're done, yeah.
Eventually, like, you got to kind of.
I mean, what are you going to do? Like, it didn't work before.
The pendulum swung one way, and I don't know if whatever swings back.
Or just, like, at some point, you got to do anything else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to go to Buffalo? Someone like
you got to go get a job.
Like a J.J. Starling? It's a Buffalo now? You're going to go there?
Yeah.
That's going to, so your draft stock is going to fly
yeah.
up the position board by being at Buffalo, like, nah, man, maybe you just weren't.
It's fine.
Good.
It's fine. I still have eligibility left.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've already told G-Mac if he wants
us
to live above the rim
Jerry
for him, we
three
can.
Three to four times a day that we both have eligibility.
Yeah, we're good
He's
to go.
He's not replied, but I'll do it for free. I'll play for free.
I don't want to live. Well, hold on.
Want a
we're selling, I'm selling our jerseys.
Oh, well, they will be saying. Big sellers. You are right. I want a little cut off the like back a, end like, of that. It's a Wednesday, and that means Lee Baldwin's in the building. Lee Baldwin, DollarInvestmentClub.com. Sign up. Pay that bill to yourself. Get rid of the subscriptions you don't even know you have anymore.
Don't even know.
Get in the market. What's on your mind today, Lee?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Back to school.
Yeah, I know.
Did you guys like that when you were kids going back
new
to school?
New shoes, new backpack. Yeah.
I loved it.
For the
loved
most part. Yeah,
yeah,
for the most part. Yep.
Even college, I like going back.
Oh, that.
I liked the social
yeah. that
elements.
I loved. College, especially at the start.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I like seeing friends, not the school part. I wasn't good at school, but I like the friends part.
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
Well, anyway, it's a new beginning, so just want to remind people,
mm-hmm.
great time to start putting a little money
mm-hmm.
aside and investing, and so, you know,
yeah.
get that fresh start.
Get them kids in now if they can. It'll be worth it. It'll compound over time, and you'll be happy it did.
Yep.
What are we watching as far as stocks go right now? What's on the news?
Well, we've got the CPI number coming out on Friday, inflation,
okay.
so... Inflation,
what
bad
we expect?
For stocks,
yeah.
right? And so, and bad for interest rates. So, we're expecting, you know, I don't know what we're going to see, but, you know, crude oil's bounced around $100 a barrel this morning. So, that probably
yikes.
Doesn't help.
No.
That may not be in this month's number that we get later this week. And then it looks like next week, there's about a 60% chance now that they're predicting that we may be. Have an interest rate will be raised like 0.25%.
What?
So those
that's
are
not going to go over well with somebody in an Oval Office, I don't think, if we're raising raising the interest rate.
Might go mental.
And is
yeah.
that going to tap down any inflation we're having
that's,
right now?
Yeah, so they're kind of a combination of both things happening at once. So we're dealing with that. Oracle reports earnings tomorrow night. So, you know, they're one of the big AI center build-out companies, and so...
Apple has their announcement today. That should give them a
right.
little bump.
With their new CEO.
$3,000 phone. Have you seen that?
No, but...
They're expected to announce a foldable $3,000 phone today.
And I read
Lee's
a headline. That this is
Lee's already got
Lee's
two
got
of them.
Two.
You kidding me? Yes.
Well, one for business, one for...
one for pleasure, yes.
Take it. yeah, the new CEO, it'll be his first presentation to investors, and it's a pretty big deal, actually. That'll be good. So
yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Keep
so.
An eye on that. I don't know what else to expect today. There's supposed to be some headphones with cameras integrated. We'll see if we get those announced today. But do those announcements usually result in like a little bit of a bump?
You know, such a multi-trillion-dollar company, right?
So, yeah.
But I think this one might be an important one, so we will see how Apple does with that. So
get in the game. DollarInvestmentClub.com. You sign up, you pay a bill to yourself, get the kids in. Even if you're just putting like $100 a month in your kid's account.
Or do a fresh start for yourself.
Yes.
I'm telling you, that's
Get in the game.
Get in the game.
As someone that does the 100, it adds up.
It adds up.
Yeah. All right, thanks, guys.
Here is your schedule of events today, campers, as we will get into our first Madden game of the year right now, playing Patriots at Seahawks. I am the Patriots. What do they say to Patriots? Go, what is it? What is?
Oh, I don't know.
Do they have Pats? Do they have a thing? Eagles or the birds, right?
Go Pats, go.
I don't
think they have like a chant, though.
I don't know. Dunkin' Donuts!
It helps.
I don't know.
Listen. The Eagles have that chant.
Because, go Birds?
Well, it's like, the E-A-G, when they spell they do it because they're not so smart.
They forget how to spell.
They got to learn because a lot of Eagles fans.
When I write it out for my tattoo, I don't want it to say Eagles.
Gotcha.
You got to be careful of them, and it helps. Mm. Well, when you have... You know, people like that, it helps for the repetitiveness,
gotcha. It's
the repetition.
Sure, yeah.
They like it when they're in the big group and they get to spell it together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
when they're climbing the greased up poles and stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
It helps the Eagles fans with,
I get it.
You know, being the dullards.
That's Cody saying that. Don't come after your boy.
Go Birds!
Go Birds! We will play Madden right now for your gaming stream. And then tonight, 7 o'clock, back. On stream for a Whiskey Wednesday show tonight.
About time.
About damn time. Missed last week, and I missed you guys.
Don't
so
get
come back.
Punched in the face by ECW Originals.
Tom Dreamer? Talking Tom Dreamer?
You're talking Tom Dreamer? talking on Tom Dreamer?
Talking Thomas Dreamer there? Huh? All right, twitch.tv/theshow for all of that action. Gaming stream powered by Ryan Phelps. You are buying from Ryan. Radio World, you get the 90s at 9.